Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with Philadelphia Orchestra President Allison Volgamore to talk about the orchestra's role during the Pope's visit for the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia on the weekend of September 26th and 27th. I asked her how the orchestra became involved so many months before.
You know, actually, over a year ago, the orchestra performs and plans its repertoire very far in advance. And when we learned that the visit was happening, probably two Julys ago, so July of 2014, I went to the Archdiocese Planning Committee and Donna of the World Meeting of Families and said, we would love to have a conversation about what you are imagining. And in that conversation, I think 12 of us from the Archdiocese and the orchestra met here and decided that we would be a cornerstone that they could count on, but that I needed to move many things. The opening of our season changed the way our whole season begins, and we began that early.
Over the course of its history, the orchestra has played at many auspicious occasions for many world leaders. How is this different?
It shares the qualities that come from an orchestra being a civic servant at a time of both happiness and mourning and great celebration. I think that's the continuity between all that the orchestra has done in those moments. This moment, Pope Francis's first visit to the United States, the importance of Philadelphia's role for the World Meeting of Families is a high honor, one I think that has an obligation to bring people from around the world to the city. The orchestra tours around the world. We're doing a kind of reflective invitation back to Philadelphia by participating.
And you're participating in two events, the concert on the Parkway on Saturday and the Mass. Why don't we talk about each of those?
We began conversations with the planning committee, and the Mass was first and foremost on all of our minds. And it evolved into being invited by the World Family and the Archdiocese to both be a cornerstone of music for the concert and for the Mass, and we couldn't be more delighted.
And how was the music chosen?
The orchestra has a cornerstone role throughout the concert. The program is being put together at the World Family.
Can you talk about any of the pieces of music in particular?
That concert is particularly still being evolved for another announcement. Here's what I can say. The Holy Father has particular interest in a couple of great classical composers, and we will be performing some of his favorite composers.
Mozart?
Possibly.
Okay. Now, the Mass, the orchestra has played Masses before, but have they ever played a Mass as part of a service, do you know?
Not to my knowledge, although the importance here is unique. Yannick was raised Catholic. He grew up, his first musical experiences were Masses in the Catholic Church. He knows the liturgy, he knows the flow, and quite honestly, he's been invaluable in the conversations of planning the music that we will perform at the Mass, which is varied.
I was thinking about how this dovetails with the orchestra's mission. How would you describe the orchestra's mission today?
Well, I recently posted a blog on the orchestra's site that I believe it's highly important for the orchestra to be opening its arms, as everyone is in Philadelphia, welcoming pilgrims to the city. And I observed in Rome, again, after many years of going as a young person, the importance of the papal audience experience, which is about inclusion. It's about engaging the audience, preparing them to listen to the Holy Father, to be able to focus and have an environment in which to focus. The orchestra will provide the music for the Mass. We are preparing, together with the great choirs that are coming, over 100 minutes of music for the Mass that the orchestra is working on. Two rehearsals alone with a 500-person choir. So we will be providing the musical oral context for what is the great liturgy to speak. And it has all been done together with the Office of Divine Worship and Father Dennis Gill from the very beginning, liturgy and music together.
It's interesting because I guess it goes to the power of music and why we play music to begin with. The orchestra is an important institution in Philadelphia. It can act as host for this great event, but there's something about music which, as you just said a minute or so ago, transcends other differences and helps people celebrate good times and helps calm and soothe people during troubled times.
Music has been a part of our lives individually across nations for all time, truly all time. Music is about speaking to one's soul. It has no boundaries of language. It enlivens ourself as human beings. This is a moment in history where Pope Francis will address scores, millions of people from the Art Museum to the Basilica, and we will also, with our music, touch those hearts and again allow them to breathe in his message even more fully because of being a partner of the soul. I believe that's what music is.
Now, I would love to know any specific pieces.
The music of the Mass, as we've discussed, has been well thought out by the Office of Divine Worship. But in addition to playing the Mass, the orchestra itself has been asked to perform a prelude set for about 45 minutes before the Mass begins, and a postlude set. And we expect, with communion for millions of people, that music will be the bridge from the liturgy to the continuing of the serving of the communion. And I can tell you what the orchestra is doing, some of the things that the orchestra is doing in the prelude and in the postlude. The actual Mass is still being finished, and as I said, 100 minutes of music we're looking at to perform. During the prelude, it'll be a combination of semi-sacred and secular works together. So you can expect to hear a selection from Beethoven's Mount of Olives, Brahms' slow movement of Symphony No. 3 that we just took on tour throughout Europe, the Largo from Dvorak's New World. Those are examples to give you of some of the prelude music that we will be doing. We will also be working with the choir in the prelude and the postlude, as well as the Mass. The postlude itself, we know that the Saint-Saëns Organ Symphony Last Movement will be performed. There is an organ on site. Wonderful work by Rutter, O Clap Your Hands, will be done with the choir. And to do this and all of the Mass work, the orchestra has needed to engage an orchestrator. And I want to give a shout out and credit to Keqia Chen, who has orchestrated and filled out the hymns that we will be performing together with all of us on the parkway, and all of the music that involves the chorus, such that full and rich orchestrations exist for the body of the Mass as well. A huge, huge body of work. And she's Philadelphia-based, so we're very proud of that.
How was the music chosen?
Yannick obviously has been submitting concepts and ideas. I think the chorus has done the same. For the prelude and the postlude, we have been active to make suggestions that feature a tie between the experience that we're having together on the parkway and great orchestral works that people expect this orchestra to play. And that's been frankly easy. There are more works than will ultimately be selected, even though there are 100 minutes of music we're currently rehearsing.
When you think about orchestras, they nurture and keep alive great art and great music and great repertoire, but it's not for themselves.
No, it's in service.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they keep alive this great music, but it's all outward focused.
When we met over a year ago with the Archdiocese, we talked about the role of the orchestra and why. My answer was very simple: to be of service. We don't play for ourselves. We craft and we curate a great art form, but it is in service to our community. And we felt, raising our hand very early, contributing the orchestra services, contributing Yannick's services, frankly saying we're available for what you need for this moment, was the most important thing to do.
It's so ironic when you think about it, because you're planning for this event that is going to be hopefully very spiritual and transcendent, but the planning of it must be anything but.
The planning I almost don't want to speak to just because I want it to be about the event, but imagine collecting all of the performers for the concert and for the Mass somewhere and getting them directly to the stage alone will be massive. And I think that the World Meeting of Families and their producer is doing a remarkable job to say everybody come and still get people to the stage, including Holy Father. So it is a tremendous, it's like adding a tour to our life that will happen in 2 days. That long a planning period, that dramatic an execution. Why, though? All because this will be a moment of faith and a moment of community and a moment where Philadelphia needs to and will shine as the city that can host and produce such a miracle happening.
Great. Thank you so much, Allison.
Thank you.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.